All right, the motivation for this is that P2P as a distribution paradigm is really highly scalable. It's been used to support many distribution to a large number of users for really high profile events. And even in these events, all these P2P clients may need to eventually get Alto information. So we'd like to avoid really the Alto servers from becoming a bottleneck for distribution of Alto information to these clients. Next slide. All right, so there's multiple ways for an Alto service to provide a more scalable service. One is load balancing. You can invest, an ISP or whoever's providing them can deploy some additional Alto servers. Another possibility is using caching, so you can either use existing web caches or deploy additional ones to support this. And in this presentation, we'd like to sort of explore another possibility, which is to use the P2P paradigm to distribute Alto information. And all right, so the basic purpose to it is to explore sort of what redistribution might look like, and to identify some design considerations that we need to take into account. And some of the results of this might actually identify some extensions that we may that might be needed for the Alto protocol itself in order to support redistribution. And back one slide. Okay, yeah, really the only purpose is to frame a discussion for redistribution. So it would be great to get other people's input either as I go along or at the end, what people's feelings are as to whether this is an important problem, whether we should actually be focusing some more effort on this. Next slide. Actually, one more. Yes. All right. So I've explained sort of how redistribution might work and at a more general level, not an implementation level. So we have a set of clients, and there's a set of Alto servers that are in the internet. And a set of these Alto clients may be able to communicate with each other. So, for example, you can think of like some P2P overlay, or they happen to know about each other somehow. And that's what I've written here is a redistribution overlay. It may be, you know, they're all in the same swarm. It may be they all participate or are members of the same DHT, something like that. All right, next slide. All right, so now each of these clients can do their service discovery. And through the service discovery, they really have this, you know, their right Alto server identified. And this is sort of put into network regions from where they should get where they should be getting their Alto information from. Next slide. All right, so an Alto client is going to identify some Alto information that it wants. It could be a network map, it could be something. And it's really parameterized by three different things, which I'll go into on the next slide. One is the actual server it's requesting from, one is the type of information, and the third is some additional parameters that it really wants for that information. Next slide. All right. The next step is that there's multiple places where it can get this information from. One, the obvious one is the Alto server itself. Another possibility is that it can get this information from another Alto client that it knows about. And that Alto client will have, through some path, this other Alto client will have obtained this Alto information. Next slide. I think there was, oh, I guess that was it. All right. So from this, we can really identify some three basic elements that a redistribution scheme might need. One is that the Alto clients need to somehow identify what information they need. There's some more information on this on the next slide, I believe. The second is that there should be a way to transfer Alto information between Alto clients. And again, these two things might be application dependent. I'll show an example about how you might do this in a trackerless situation at the end. And there's some discussion questions around these as to how application independent these really should be. Once this information is received, if we can't trust all the Alto servers that we're getting information from, we may need to extend the Alto protocol to have, for example, like a digital signature that's attached to the Alto information. So this Alto client can really locally verify, is this you know, is this information legit? And there's some other considerations as well that are in the draft, so feel free to take a look at those. All right, now for information redistribution, an Alto client is going to have to identify some information that it needs, and this really has three different types. You know, the type of query that's being done, who it's sent to, and the information, and some other information that might affect the actual content of the response. And I'd like to define another concept called reusable Alto information, which is information that's usable by multiple Alto clients. So you can think about some of the examples with respect to the current protocol draft. Some examples of things that might be reusable amongst Alto clients are the network map. The information contained in that applies to everybody that the Alto server would have responded to that network map with, and that presumably includes all Alto clients that are under its guidance. The same thing for the full cost map and the server capability. There are some examples where the response, where these three parameters might not exactly match. So for example, if you have a BitTorrent client and it really wants to do ranking, the actual list of endpoints that it's supplying in the request may not match another person, because the actual peers that it's asking about may not exactly match, you know, another peer in the swarm. They may know about different parts of the swarm. So in that case, the actual response is going to differ based on who's asking. All right. So another consideration is that if an Alto client really wants to verify that information is correct, then there should be a way for the Alto client to determine, is this information actually what I requested? Or is this a response to the input parameters that I would have supplied to the Alto server itself? And the other question is did the Alto server actually generate this information? And I'll make a note here that we're really that in this framework, we're basically assuming that the raw Alto query, the response from the Alto server, is what's being redistributed. In some redistribution schemes, there might be use cases where there's some, you know, aggregation or filtering that's being done. And if, for example, you lose information from the Alto server response, a digital signature may no longer pass, depending on what's actually signed. So one simple proposal here is that in addition to the regular request body, we also allow the input parameters and the type of query and also the Alto server to be included in the request, and then we allow the Alto server to have a private public key pair. It'll sign the request. It'll assign the response, including all the request parameters. And this public key can be distributed from the Alto server itself. So the Alto client may be able to download this once from the Alto server and store it for a long period of time and be able to check any information that it receives through redistribution. Next slide. One more. So this is just a simple example of show how redistribution might work in the case of DHT. So we have one Alto client, client one, also a P2P client, that fetches a network map from the Alto server itself, and it stores this locally. Next slide. Now it's going to put an item into the DHT that as the key is going to be a hash of the Alto server, in this case the input parameters, which is only the type of query and the Alto server that's being queried, and then it puts its own address, which basically says, I have this network map. If somebody else wants it, they can go contact me. Next slide. Now, the next step, if another P2P client, client 3 here, wants to fetch the network map, it queries the DHT to see who else has this. And the item that was stored in the DHT identifies client 1 as a possibility. So the next slide. And then the client just asks client one, or client three asks client one directly and asks for the network map. So this is just a simple example to show how it might work in a DHT, but there's certainly other schemes that might be usable here. So a couple of the drawbacks from here is if client one now becomes a bottleneck for redistribution. If it's, you know, has low upload bandwidth and a lot of people are asking, maybe the network map can't actually be distributed to a large number of people. But you can use some other schemes, like distributed trackers is something that's in the current Views client, where you basically register yourself as a tracker for a swarm, which would distribute the network map. And a couple other things off the top of my head, you might be able to use, like, for example, like some multicast mechanism for distributing network maps too, or cost maps too. So this is just a simple example to show how it might work, but there's certainly other schemes that might be possible. Next slide. All right, so at this point, it's pose some discussion points that we'd like input on. One of the things that we may need to address in the Alto protocol is how much, you know, should really be signed by the Alto server. So if peers really request this information, should the Alto server be able to sign subsets of the Alto response? So, for example, only a part of the Alto response might be able to get redistributed, or some subsets of it might be redistributed, or really all, should all Alto responses be signed, or should we mandate this, or should we leave this up to the Alto server to decide which ones should be redistributable or not, or should we just leave this alone for now? Another point here is that another possibility here is that whether this actually impacts discovery as well. So if you can think about discovery as a way, the discovery process, instead of identifying an Alto server, maybe I want to identify a redistribution point, which might be another Alto client itself. So, all right.
Martin speaking again. What is a subset of Alto responses? Does it mean you distribute only a part of the response you get, or?
So by subset of remember, if I'm distributing a network map, one possibility is I assign the entire response. Right. Another possibility is I basically sign, you know, for a particular each individual PID direct individually. So I allow the person doing redistribution to say, I want to redistribute this and this, and each part is signed.
Okay, so my basic understanding, which might be wrong, is that redistribution would consider complete network and cost maps, because if you start redistributing single items, you might redistribute information which is unusable or not usable to other peers. So then I would say just sign the complete network and cost map, that's it. If you do.
Okay.
Otherwise, you shuffle around some bits and bytes nobody's probably using, and you have to anyway ask again and ask again, so why not the whole stuff?
Right.
Lucy Yang from Huawei. Just curious about any security consideration for this approach.
So, for security considerations, if you're not able to get the information back from the Alto server itself, or from the Alto clients itself, I mean, it's possible that if you're not able to go back to the original Alto server, maybe you can't even get Alto information at all. So it's possible you might want to have a backup mechanism where you can just go back and query the original Alto server. So, I mean, if you can trust your Alto client, like another Alto client, to give you this information, then...
And also you have to trust the peer-to-peer client to provide...
Yes, and if you have the digital signatures, you can basically trust that you can check whether this information is correct or not, or originally generated by the Alto server or not. And if it's not, then you go ask the Alto server itself. If it is, then you're done.
Thank you.
Okay. It's not only about trust, but it's like you need to check if the network maps and the cost maps are not corrupted. Who knows if the other side is processing the stuff correctly or just scramble or mixing stuff.
Well, so if you distribute if part of the signature is a hash of the information, you can check whether it's...
Yeah, but that's something you need to ensure, so...
Yes, yeah.
Hi, Rich.
Hi.
So I think redistribution is a good idea. I'm not sure about signing all Alto responses. I'm not sure that's needed. To your point that if you trust another peer, peers already trust each other with a lot of information, right? They say, here the peers I know about. Here's the chunk, the pieces that they have, etc., etc. So all that stuff is already trusted by them. So I'll certainly think that's a good idea. I'm not sure if signing everything is required to make this work. I can certainly see signing as a extra security step to make it work.
So one possibility is that when you're querying the Alto server, you say, please sign this.
Yeah.
But there's a mistake here. The trust is different. So there's a mistake, because what the peers exchange between themselves is data of the peer-to-peer system. So, and if you screw up, they screw up the peer-to-peer system, but the Alto information is third-party information.
I'm sorry, can we...
No, it's the Alto information is third-party information. And what you were mentioning is the information shared anyhow, or the state between the peers. So it's different type of information you're talking about. So it's probably that there's a different level of requirements for security. It's because the Alto information is actually not part of the peer-to-peer system. It's coming from somewhere outside. That's a difference, I think.
So
maybe an example, because if the peers screw up the peer-to-peer messaging, or so they screw up the peer-to-peer system, which is probably not in their benefit, because they want to have, you know, file sharing and so.
Yeah,
it belongs to the peer-to-peer system. It's part of the system. So it's, and the other stuff is coming from outside. So.
Okay, go ahead.
Ronnie, I think it's an interesting question, because I think one of the objective or is to show that you are using your own, using peer-to-peer to do peer-to-peer work. Because otherwise, what you're doing, you're trying to do here by the redistribution, you're saying, I have a peer-to-peer infrastructure which I'm using in order to make it easier to provide the access to multiple. So I'm trying to use this also to provide the Alto information in order to take benefit out of the peer-to-peer infrastructure. It's like a chicken and egg thing, okay? Saying, I want to...
Oh, it's probably worth remarking that I don't think any of us believe that Alto's utility is necessarily limited to enabling peer-to-peer systems. We've talked about using it, for example, to find, you know, a turn relay or something, right? And to decide among which of those is best. So, Lars.
Lars Eckert. So I'm probably still not really awake, but I'm sort of having trouble to understand what the threat model is, right? I mean, this is information that isn't sort of crucial for the application to work. You know, it makes it work a little bit better. And so, you know, spoofing it or trying to, you know, distribute incorrect information doesn't really strike me as a super important thing to prevent.
I certainly could use this to create a DDoS attack. You could say, you know, I want to get a lot of traffic aimed at a particular single IP address. So great, I'm going to flood bogus information into, like, everyone who's accessing every possible Alto service, telling them that their preferred route is this IP address.
Right. Okay, so you assume that really the clients will blindly always...
No, but okay. I think that if you flooded enough people with that, you'd get enough traffic to accomplish your aim in that instance.
Oh, maybe. So maybe there is a threat model, and maybe I'm really not awake yet. But the other thing is the signing stuff, right? It's sort of not a magic bullet, because you sort of... That means you have to have a trust anchor somewhere, and you know, how do you verify that? And it becomes very... you're tying this to PKI deployment on some level, which has never worked really. Right? So,
I mean, yes. I mean, you have to make sure. Bootstrapping on PKI is something that might be tricky, right? I mean, if you trust your initial connection to the Alto server, barring man in the middle attacks, then maybe that's good enough. The question is, do you need it to be absolutely verifiable, like 100%, right?
I think we should go back to this, because we're going to the wild. Because one thing could, for sure, the clients need to go back to the Alto server at one point or the other. So yeah, they got also the public key problem. But that's something that's not there. So maybe we should go back to the list and discuss that.
So I think at a very high level, I'm not quite sure what we're preventing, and whether something much lighter weight than signing stuff might work.
Right. I mean, then it comes back to the trust issue, and perhaps that's a discussion that...
I agree. The whole subject of who you should trust to tell you this information and why you trust them and how much you trust it, even knowing that you're getting it from the authoritative source, are things that make this more complicated than an ordinary just data integrity problem.
Just one thinking about the extent, how should this redistribution can be used. Can you go back to several slides before? Go back further one. I think one thing is it can be used based on demand, based on situation of the auto server. So for example, if the auto server detects that its capability almost used, it can ask the P2P client to say, now you can put information to the DHT. Because otherwise, if the P2P client put information to DHT anytime you want, I don't think it's sometimes because the auto information can be expired on some time, so the information on the DHT may be useless. And but at this moment, if the auto server really reaches capability maximum, and then I think the auto server and another auto client ask the auto server for information. Auto server can send back that you can direct to the DHT for the information. I'm really busy now, cannot answer you. That's right. A use case for the overload control.
So one of the that's a good point. One of the things, a couple of things to take into account there is how long is this overload situation of the auto server going to last, and by the time you suggest using a DHT, will it have been gone already? So particularly using a DHT isn't instantaneous. It might take a little bit of time to eventually find the information. It can be on the order, depending, if it's on the order of a second, then maybe that's fine.
Yeah, just my thinking. Sometimes for the auto server using DHT, it's not the perfect one or optimized one, because the auto server thinks that, okay, I'm okay, I can handle all the situation, handle all the requests, I can do that. And I'm not preferred yet.
Right.
Yeah, just a use case.
Right. And you actually brought up another thing that's in the draft but wasn't in the slides, is that even if something is put into redistributed, the expiration time should still be part of that. So, for example, if something is redistributed, the Alto clients who are receiving that should understand, is this outdated information or not?
Okay. It's interesting. Anyways, thank you.
Okay, if there's nothing else.